On a stage, an orange blimp flies under a lit sign. Nickelodeon movies. At Good Burger, a dark-haired black man, Ed, flips over a sign in a window. It reads, "Come in, we're open."
Good morning, Good Burger.
In the kitchen.
Morning, kitchen. Good morning, Good Shake. Good morning, me. Morning, Ed.
Ed's reflection in a mirror waves.
Come on, everybody.
Burgers and other things float around him.
It's a great day for a good day.
It's gonna be better than okay.
Sweeter than a chocolate souffle.
The kind of day that makes you say hooray.
Let's partay, hey, like it's Friday, yay.
Let's break out the sauce and get crazy.
'Cause it's a great day for a good day today.
I've been trying to wake you up for like 20 minutes. Can I order some food, please?
Sure. Uh-oh.
In reality, Ed falls off the front counter.
Hey! Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Ed smiles. In animation, a burger flies over a red and white checkered landscape with lettuce wings. A title appears, Good Burger 2. In his office, Dex, a black man with a shaved head, paces.
All right, you got this, Dex. Come on. Your entire life is riding on this. If you nail this presentation, you're going to become more successful than you could have ever imagined. You can do this.
But what if it doesn't go well?
It has to, or your life is finished, done. No plan B. Life over.
Hey, Dex. It's almost time. Are you ready?
You know it.
Dex turns and adjusts his blazer.
Let's go to my house. I didn't mean it like that. I just, because I have a presentation there.
Yeah, no, I know. I helped organize it.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Outside Dex's house.
Hello, lucky investors. Who's ready to get richer? Yeah. People told me it would take 10 years for my idea to turn into a reality. But here we are, unveiling a finished prototype less than 3 months later. Suck it, scientists! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, Burn No More.
Dex's assistant, a pale, brown-haired woman, and three other women dance over wearing flame-patterned sweatshirts and tanks on their backs. They spray the house.
That's right. The patented Burn No More formula in these tanks will render any object completely unburnable. I'm so confident it will work, I'm going to demonstrate on my very own house. I know it sounds crazy, right? And you know what? To make it a little more interesting, let's put a bunch of fireworks in my house. Put a bunch of fireworks in my house! That's right. Burn No More is going to put firefighters out of business forever.
No more fires? Bummer.
Folks, are we ready? Let's do this. Fire away!
Someone shoots flames at the house.
You see that? You see how the house is resisting the scorching flames?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. It's unbelievable. You smell that? That's the smell of success. Actually, kind of smells like fire!
Dex's house burns.
Oh, no! My house is on fire! Oh, look at that. Now the fake family is melted. Oh, man, this is terrible. What do I do? Oh, that's my fireworks!
He dodges fireworks.
Over!
Later, a female firefighter holds an axe.
No more fires, huh, bud?
Dex waves her off. A black SUV pulls up in front of him. The back window rolls down to reveal Mark Cuban.
You owe me. You lost my money. I have nothing now. Except for a basketball team, three jets, TV show. Oh, and I got this new AI project, Mark AI. Never mind.
Mark rolls up his window.
You owe me.
Mark, if you could just give me 2 more seconds of your time. Come on back here, Mark. Let's talk about it.
Hey, Dex. Good job with the presentation.
Yeah, a lot
of energy.
Yeah, it was, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think I'm going to be needing an assistant anymore.
I don't think you will either.
I'll see you around, I guess.
Maybe.
His assistant hesitates.
Probably not. Bye, Dex.
She leaves. He holds up his hands, then walks off. Dex carries 2 plastic bags of things to his office building. He takes out his keys as he approaches the door.
You keep trying, you
He puts his key in the lock. It doesn't turn. He shakes it. Dex takes his phone out of his blazer pocket. He brings it to his ear with a furrowed brow.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I'm trying to get into my office and my key's not working.
Sorry, Dex, you've been evicted.
Evicted?
The investors pulled the plug on the money.
Okay.
Listen, I hope you can find somebody who can help you out, all right?
Got it. Thank you.
Dex sits outside the office at night. He looks at his things, then takes out his phone.
Oh, hey, brother.
Hey, sis.
Hello.
Hello. Guess I should have expected that. Who can I call?
He looks at his things again, then takes a yo-yo out and wipes dust off of it. It glows. Ed's face appears on the side.
Hey, dude. Are you thinking of me? I bet you are, because I'm the one who gave you the yo-yo. Dude, if you need a place to stay, your old pal Ed is always there for you. Bloobity, 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 bloobity. Bloobity, 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 call me.
Dex puts the yo-yo down and shakes his head. He glances around, then raises his eyebrows. A bus drives down a highway underneath a bridge. It moves down a curved road bordered by trees and dirt. The sun hangs low in the sky. In the daytime, people walk by a beach. The bus pulls away from a bus stop. Dex stands outside a store called Jazzy's. He looks around, then spots Ed driving a car modified to look like a burger and fries, the Burger Mobile. Dex steps into the road.
Hey, man!
Oh, hey, Dex! Yeah.
Dex gestures.
Hey, dude! Looking for you!
Ed hits Dex with his car. Dex flies into the air, then lands in the passenger seat.
Oh. Hey, Dex.
Hey, man. You almost car-burgered me to death.
No. Glad you finally got some time off from your incredibly successful business ventures to come and see your best friend.
It's good to see you too, man. It's been a minute.
No, it's been longer than a minute. More like 5 years, 8 months, and 32 days.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm glad you're back. Buckle up. It's time for the new adventures of Ed and Dex.
Ed reverses into a car.
Oh, sorry. The new adventures of Ed and Dex starts now.
Ed drives off. The bumper falls off the car behind them.
I'm the dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. Because we're all dudes. Hey!
So what you been up to?
Oh, well, starting from the last time I saw you, I went to sleep, and then I woke up.
Oh, no. You don't have to list everything that you've been doing. I'm saying, like, what have you been up to lately?
Oh, well, I grabbed the Bergamobile, came, drove,
nope.
And got...
Have you done anything interesting at all in the last week to 6 months?
Oh, Good Burger was on TV.
Really?
Yeah, it was this really weird German dude.
A TV show title reads, Das Food Dude.
Yummy! Hey, it's me, the Food Dude, and I'm here at Good Burger, the home of the Good Burger. 20 years ago, their world-famous Ed sauce put them on the map, making them the decisive victors in the Great Burger War with their rival, Mondo Burger. What's that stomach? You hungry? Be honest, so let's get in there. What?
In Good Burger.
I'm about to try my first Good Burger, and I could not be more excited.
Text reads, Utai des Geschmackstest.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, this burger is amazing. Take it from Food Dude. Good Burger is one of a kind. Ed, I would like 100 Good Burgers to go with extra Ed sauce on the side.
Okay, what side do you want?
What do you mean?
All right, I'll just do both sides. Okay, left side. Right side.
Ed sprays sauce onto the shoulders of a brown-haired white man. Text, sauced, in the Burgermobile.
Yep, that dude does sound weird.
He sure is, but we're really big in Germany now, whatever that is.
Outside Good Burger.
Wow, Good Burger. Man, I cannot believe I'm back here after all these years.
Can't believe I'm back here after all these years, even though I worked here every day since I was 15.
Dex eyes him. Inside.
Hey, employees! This is my best friend, Dexter. He's a super successful interpreter.
I think the word Ed is looking for is entrepreneur. But I guess the fact that I just pointed that out also makes me an interpreter.
This is our cook, Cindy. Sometimes she's Mindy.
No, I'm always just Cindy. I'm Mindy. We're friends.
I don't know how she does that.
Ed's eyes move between two brunette white girls, Cindy and Mindy.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, and this is our delivery driver. Ruth, she sleeps a lot.
You sure she's just sleeping?
Oh, let me see.
Hey, jackass, watch it.
Yep, she was sleeping.
Sorry to disturb you.
And you know our newest trainee, my son.
Well, if it isn't Ed, too.
A young black man, Ed, too, looks at Ed.
It is.
Well, hey, Uncle Dex, look. Instead of eyebrows, I got fry brows. Actually, they're just regular fries. I glued them on my face.
Ed, too, rips the fries off of his eyebrows, then eats them.
Wow. Mmm, gooey.
Oh, hey, Mia, look who it is. It's your Uncle Dex.
Hey, Mia, you look older.
Oh, yeah, she stopped wearing makeup because she got dumped by her boyfriend last week.
Nope.
A young woman, Mia, shakes her head.
Oh, you meant she looks older because you haven't seen her in 6 years.
Probably that.
Even though Dexter is Mia's uncle, they haven't seen each other in years because he ripped off her mom.
No, I didn't rip off anybody. On purpose, that is, you know. So I was thinking, since I'm in town, it might be nice for us to spend some time together and with my sister, and we could all maybe go get some eats and treats.
Mia leaves.
See, yeah, that's a little inside joke that we do in my family where one of us walks away from the other when they're talking.
Oh.
That's not that funny.
That's fair.
Now, when someone orders a cola, remember to put the lid on after you pour the drink. Otherwise, this'll happen.
Oh, what about root beer?
Same thing.
Fruit punch?
Same thing.
Orange soda?
Let me see.
Orange soda pours over a cup.
Same thing. Oh, I love orange soda. I do. Oh, I like that, son. Yeah.
Mia sits by herself at one of the booths.
Hey, anybody sitting here?
She shakes her head.
Okay.
Dex puts his tray down.
So, you're working at Good Burger now, huh? First job.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get a job to help out my mom. You know, because she lost all her money.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo! I am hungry for foodstuffs, and I wish to be acknowledged by a fast food employee. Post haste!
Huh, all right. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Howdy-hoo! I'm Connie Muldoon.
Well, howdy-ho, Connie Muldoon.
Huh. Now that that's been established, I will have one double good burger. Huh. Make the first patty medium rare and the second patty well done. Betwixt the meats, I would like exactly 17 shreds of lettuce and 6.5 slices of pickle in the following allotments. 2 dill, 1/2 sour, 1 full sour, and 2.5 gherkins. I just love those tiny little butters. Proceed by adding 1 squirt of ketchup in a counterclockwise circle. And if it's not too much of a to-do, please place 2 onion slices on top and then remove them. I enjoy the essence of onion, but not the crunch.
One good burger.
But wait, my order was comprised of many more details than that.
Oh, sure, let me, the one, the two, and then the squiggly one, upside down 9. Oh, $7,244.
I shall now depart in a huff.
A heavyset white woman, Connie, grabs condiments and leaves.
Bye, Connie.
At Dex and Mia's table.
Your mom's pretty mad at me still, huh?
That's a polite way to put it.
I know I burnt a lot of bridges, okay? Actually, I burned a lot of things. But I'm gonna get your mom her money back. I swear, I'm gonna make it up to her. On the trip here, I thought of a great new idea. First, I'm gonna get the startup money. And once I get my startup money, I'm gonna take that downtown.
Seriously? Still scheming. What about all your money, Mr. Successful?
See? Yep. That tone lets me know that you don't understand business, okay? There's so much going on. There's diversifications, acquisitions, dividends, equity, mergers, what's the thing that they do on the Wall Street? Stock market.
You're just listing business words.
No, I'm not. Recession. These some good fries, aren't they?
Dex puts fries into his mouth. At Ed's house.
Wow, nice place, man. Thanks for letting me crash here.
Well, it's the least I could do because your family hates you. Kids!
Children of various ages run out wearing Good Burger uniforms. Dex furrows his brow and counts them.
Say hi to Dex.
Ed, you went and had a bunch of kids since I last saw you, huh?
Yeah. This is Pickles. She only has 10 toes.
Only 10?
Mm-hmm. And this is Mustard. He's allergic to hippos.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Well, we had all the kids tested. Yeah. And this is Ketchup. She's our third favorite.
Can't say that.
And this is Onion.
Yeah, he cries a lot.
That makes sense.
And this is no mayo. He got hit by lightning, and now he glows in the dark.
Ed turns off the light. His son glows green.
Oh, well, that's cause for concern.
Yeah, and this is our youngest. Baby Bun Bun!
A blonde white woman in a tight red mini dress, Roxanne, carries a black baby in a tiny Good Burger uniform over. Dex parts his lips.
All she wanna do is party all night.
Dex?
Hey, Roxanne, good to see you. So, wait, Ed, you're married to Roxanne now?
Ew, no! Roxanne's our nanny.
As a nun, I could never be married. I just love being around children. They are the future. And Ed has created the best family ever. He's such a good father.
And husband.
Oh, there, yes. There's your wife. Hey, Edie, good to see you.
Dex, so good to see you.
Edie's been working as a trapeze artist.
Oh, well, that makes sense that somebody in your family would work at the circus.
Oh, no, I paint pictures of trapezes.
Paintings hang on a wall.
Oh, a trapeze artist. Yeah, what was I thinking?
A dog comes over.
Oh, and who's this little fella?
Attack!
The dog bites at Dex's jeans.
Attack!
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 Why are you telling him to attack me?
Well, that's the dog's name. His name is Attack! Attack!
Don't bite me!
A parrot flies onto Dex's shoulder.
Oh, no! That's our bird. His name is Don't. Don't! Attack! No! Attack!
Dex stumbles into a cabinet as the bird goes after him. He falls. In Ed 2's bedroom.
You can sleep in my burger bed. I'll just sleep in the bathtub. The water's really relaxing.
Wait, you sleep in a tub with the water?
Yeah. Best part about it is you don't gotta get out of bed to pee.
All right. Well, on that note, I will be turning in, fellas.
Before you go to bed.
Ed and Ed 2 share a look.
Pillow fight?
You wanna have a pillow fight, right? No.
Kids!
Two kids come in with pillows.
Dex said no to pillow fights.
Come on, man.
You know it's a bummer because pillows are really...
Dex sleeps. In the morning, Dex brushes his teeth in a bathroom. Ed comes in with a stack of pancakes. Bacon forms a mouth on the top pancake.
Morning! I made you breakfast. Eat me! Ooh, I taste so good! Bacon lips! Bacon lips! Bacon lips!
Well, that's very kind of you, Ed, but I prefer to eat breakfast not in the bathroom. I also prefer to be alone when I'm in the bathroom.
Ah, okay, I'll just take my shower later.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, Ed? You think I can get a job at Good Burger? I mean, it's not for the money, although I expect to get paid.
Sure, I'll put in a good word to Mr. Jensen. He's our manager.
Thanks, Ed, you're the man.
Mm-hmm.
Dex spreads soap on his face.
Ooh, that's not soap, by the way.
Dex freezes.
It's maple syrup.
Why would you have maple syrup in the bathroom?
For the pancakes! Duh!
Silly me.
Photos hang in the manager's office at Good Burger.
Wow. There's the old crew. Man, look at us.
I know. No, no, wait. Focus! All right, Mr. Jensen's gonna be here any minute, and I really want you to nail this interview. So let's practice. I'm gonna pretend to be Mr. Jensen, and you pretend to be you!
Is this really necessary?
Oh, yeah.
Dex sits in a chair in front of a desk.
Hello! I'm Mr. Jensen. You can call me... I don't know my first name. But just call me Mr. Jensen. All right? And you are?
I'm Dex.
Nice to meet you, Tex.
It's Dex, and you know that.
All right, now, have you ever worked in the fast food industry? Because when you're working with meat...
Ed pretends to pick up a phone.
Hello? What? Yeah, this is Mr. Jensen. My wife? Oh, she's having the baby right now? Oh, I'm having a baby. Push, honey. Push. I have the baby. I'm a daddy.
Congratulations.
Sorry, I'm late. My bicycle had a flat tire. You must be Dex.
And you're Mr. Jensen, as in an adult?
Yeah. Dex, you're hired. Welcome to the Good Burger family.
Seriously? Just like that?
Oh, Ed is a great guy.
Oh.
And he's a great judge of character. And also Ed obviously owns Good Burger, so whatever he says goes.
Head burger in charge.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to call my mom and tell her I made it to work safely.
A young man, Mr. Jensen, leaves.
Call mommy. Mama, maybe something like that?
In the locker room.
Wow, man. I cannot believe you actually own Good Burger now.
Yeah, the owner left it to me after he went bye-bye forever. He said Good Burger would have gone bankrupt if it wasn't for my sauce. Plus, he knows I'm really good at business stuff.
Did he ever actually meet you?
Yeah, I got a picture of him in my wallet.
Ed holds up his wallet.
Man, that's a dog wearing sunglasses.
No, it's not. Oh, this isn't my wallet. Wait, these aren't my pants. Ooh, boot cut.
I just can't believe I'm back working at Good Burger after all these years, man. And my best friend is here, and you actually own the place?
Yeah.
You probably got a lot of money, too, huh? Hey, actually, I was wondering if I could talk to you about this idea I've been having.
Mia looks over at them.
Come in the freezer real quick.
Ooh, frosty.
Mia eyes them as they go into the freezer.
Can we talk for a minute?
Yeah, I love to talk. I've been talking since I was 8.
Just have a seat.
Okay.
Huh. I got a great idea, man. I'm not telling anybody about it, but I gotta tell you because you're my best friend, right?
Cool.
Dex spots a door.
What's this?
Oh, it's another freezer. We stopped using it after the handle broke 22 years ago.
And you just never bothered to put it back on? Looks like it just slides right on.
Dex opens the door.
I really think it's gonna make so much money.
Fizz, a dark-haired white man, stands frozen.
Fizz!
Later, Dex aims heat lamps at Fizz.
How long was I in there for?
About 22 years, give or take.
Huh. 22 years, give or take. Jiminy Crickets, that's a long time.
I was wondering where you went.
Yeah, the last thing I remember was hearing you through the door saying you broke the handle and you would be right back. You must have gotten distracted.
Well, you're taking this very well, man. You sure you're okay?
Well, I am a little cold. Oh, I just realized I missed baseball practice and the rest of high school and college. Oh, I better go see my parents. They're probably worried sick about me.
Fizz stops at a mirror.
Whoa. Who's that grown up? It's me.
Dex and Ed share a look. Later, a young black girl comes to the counter.
Welcome to Good Burger, home to Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Do you guys serve veggie burgers?
Oh, yeah, I can serve anything on the menu.
Oh, great.
Watch.
Ed hits food at her with a tennis racket.
Get fries. Whoa. Good job.
No. I came here to keep the food, not play tennis with it.
Oh, I know what you want. You want pickleball. Okay.
No one said...
He hits pickles at her.
No, stop. I'm never coming back here again. And no one says four in tennis. That's golf.
Oh, she's right.
Dex takes the racket.
Knock it off. Hey, just the man I'm looking for.
Hey, Mr. Lawyer Guy.
Hey, Mr. Lawyer Guy, that's me, Sisu McNeff. You know, I was wondering if me and you could have a private conversation.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, everybody! Could you all please leave so me and this lawyer guy can have a private conversation?
No, nobody has to go anywhere. I just want me and you to talk, just one-on-one.
Well, that sounds unnecessarily complicated, but all right. Hey, everybody, it's okay. You don't have to leave. Sit on down. Hey, Dex, work the register for me, all right? Come on.
The lawyer, a short-haired black man, watches Ed slide over the counter.
Hey, man, who's that guy?
Oh, that guy, he's from Megacorp. He keeps trying to talk Ed into selling Good Burger.
Megacorp? The giant tech company. And he wants to buy Good Burger? You got the register, Mr. Jensen.
Hey, I'm the manager. I'm supposed to tell you stuff.
It's private enough for you?
Perfect.
Yeah.
I got this.
Dex takes a spray bottle and towel from Mia. He sprays a table as he spies on Ed.
We're still eating here. And as you can see, my client significantly increased the offer.
Well,
that's pretty nice, right?
Oh, no, I'm just reading. There's a bunch of O's.
Those are not O's. Those are zeros.
Dex sprays and dries a man's burger.
I guess I'm done with that.
The lawyer holds out a pen to Ed.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care how many zeros or O's you offer. Good Burger's not for sale. Here, you can have that.
Dex sprays the man's face as Ed gets up.
All right, you're all clean. Enjoy your meal.
That was surprisingly refreshing.
The lawyer puts a document away.
You'll be sorry.
Dex walks into the kitchen area.
Hey, Ed, what you doing?
Oh, just unclogging the strawberry jacuzzi.
Oh, good.
Well, couldn't help but notice, but that Megacorp dude was trying to give you some money to sell, huh?
Yeah, he wants me to open up a bunch of Good Burgers all around the world, but I promised everyone I will not sell.
Just out of curiosity, how much are we talking?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm happy the way things are, and I don't want to mess things up. Plus, I got more money than I can ever dream of.
Dex gapes. Ed yanks a plunger out of a milkshake machine. Milkshake hits Dex's face.
Ed, are you using a plunger to unclog the shake machine as in the same plunger we use to unclog the toilet?
No.
Ugh. Guys, you'll never guess who just ordered a Good Burger.
Ooh, is it Stefan Löfven, the former prime minister of Sweden? Chewbacca? Shakespeare?
Shakespeare's been dead for 400 years.
Well, then how'd he make the order?
Just look. It's only my favorite artist, Luna Fox. My ex was supposed to take me to that show.
Ooh, I want to do that delivery.
Me too. I just got to change.
Me three.
I got it. Come on, slowpoke.
Ruth, an old white woman, leaves. Huh? Ruth drives the Burgermobile slowly down the street. Mia eyes her as they roll past a stop sign.
Was that a giant lollipop?
That was a stop sign.
Who's my baby? Who's my baby?
I love giant lollipops.
My roof's so mad it just collapsed.
Oh, that's much better. So mad.
Why would you pick Ruth to be the driver?
Well, she's too old to work the register.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Good point. Pull over, please, Ruth.
I'm sorry, Dad. I got to make you.
Just easy to the right. Easy.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Help her out. Easy to the right.
Yeah, just right.
At a concert, a long-haired black woman, Luna Fox, performs. The Burgermobile crashes through the back of the stage.
Watch out!
What the...
That's what I call driving.
Dex and Ed climb out of the car.
Now just be cool, Ed. Be cool.
Okay.
Dex and Ed step slowly toward Luna Fox as though in slow motion. Ed holds a Good Burger bag to his chest. Dex exaggerates his arm movements. Luna Fox eyes them with a furrowed brow. Dex smiles. Ed nods and glances at his friend. Dex purses his lips and shakes his head. Luna Fox raises her eyebrows as they approach.
Hey, Luna Fox. Hey, got a special delivery for you.
Nice to meet you, Luna Fox.
Nice to meet you, too, but I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Huh? Oh, you should order way more food.
Oh, this has been fun. Goodbye.
Oh.
Dex looks back at the Burgermobile. Mia watches from the passenger seat.
Actually, you know what? Can I get a picture of you with my niece? Her ex was supposed to bring her to this concert.
Yeah, of course. I'll take a picture with her after the show.
What'd you say now? You want to do it right now?
No.
Okay, great.
Hey, girl.
Don't ever say your uncle didn't do nothing nice for you.
I can't believe this is happening.
Me neither. Can you believe I actually got a picture with her?
Hey, you coming out with us tonight, Dex?
Oh, I was actually going to try to spend some time with your dad.
Huh. Huh, I'm going too. We all go to Fantasy Island every Thursday night, right?
They have bowling and roller skating.
And automatic paper towel dispensers.
Come on, Uncle Dex. It'll be fun.
Dex glances at Ed.
Sure, why not?
I just gotta change it to my party clothes.
Ed rips off his uniform shirt to reveal an identical one.
It's party!
Hey! Did you see? He had the same shirt on underneath it.
Yeah, he does that.
Ed follows Mr. Jensen. At Fantasy Island, Ed two roller skates in the opposite direction of the rest of the skaters.
Why is everybody going the wrong way?
Mr. Jensen struggles in his skates. Dex ties Ed's shoes.
Thanks for doing that. It's kind of hard to tie him up with these bowling balls stuck to my hands.
Ed holds two bowling balls.
Well, how'd you even get them stuck? Never mind. But look, Ed, I'm really excited to talk to you about this business opportunity.
Count me in.
Really? You don't even want to hear the idea?
Oh, you're my best friend. How much you need?
How much do you have?
I have 13 million, Carrie the Snowman, square root of 9, and a Socrates triangle, 71, 71, 71, 71. Ooh, I can give you.
Dex leans in.
$136.
Dex furrows his brow.
$136.
Yeah, just give me a couple of days. I'll talk to my accountant and have her move some stuff around.
Ed, I thought you said you had more money than you could ever dream of.
Yeah,
Yeah, all I ever dream of is Good Burger, my family, and my friends like you.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, yeah. You're all set there, Cowboy.
Thank you. Oh, you're so cool. Man, this is heavy. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna get a little drinky drink. I can just...
Ed squishes a cup between the two bowling balls.
In a minute.
Now, just be careful. There's an exit.
Oh. Ed crawls through a barrier.
All right.
Okay. All those slippery.
Dex eats a fry as Ed roller skates toward a wall.
Small wall. I'm okay.
Ed gets back up. Dex gives him a thumbs up. Two goons grab Ed.
We need to talk.
Okay, let's talk. What do you guys want to talk about?
They drag him upstairs.
Okay, well, I might be a little heavy because of the bowling balls.
Dex roller skates with Mia.
Remember you taught me how to skate?
Of course I remember. I remember everything about you. I remember you love unicorns, and you're like a whiz at computers. Remember when you hacked into that travel website for me and I flew first class for like an entire year?
No, I can't believe you had a six-year-old do that for you.
Yeah.
So go on then. Why don't you tell me about your top-secret billion-dollar idea?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get ready. Permanent ice.
Mia's smile fades.
Oh, wait, you're serious?
Yeah, think about it. It'll always stay cold and never melts in the heat.
Okay, so that's your idea, permanent ice.
Permanent ice? It's a great idea.
See, now he heard it.
Who cares? Who hears? It's a terrible idea, and it's impossible.
No, I mean, I just thought that, like, why wouldn't people want
that? Uncle Dex, just because you think of something, it doesn't mean you can make it magically exist, okay?
She skates off.
I thought you said this place was gonna be fun.
Upstairs, the shorter goon pushes Ed.
Okay, so what do you guys want to talk about?
We think you should reconsider selling Good Burger.
No thank you.
Ed, what do you love the most?
Well, I love my pet goldfish, Goldie.
Goldie? Be a shame if something bad happened to Goldie.
Oh, like if he peed his pants? Well, that could happen to anybody. Oh, wait, Goldie doesn't wear pants.
It's time to be a little bit more direct with him, huh? Listen, this is a legally binding contract saying you are selling us Good Burger. Now sign it.
And I'm the notary, so it'll be official.
What? I would never sign that.
The shorter goon folds a contract.
I was thinking, I love your sauce. You make great sauce. Would you sign an autograph for me?
Oh, yeah, of course. It might be a little hard because, you know, I got these balls right here.
Very
it's kind of heavy trying to sign.
Let me help you with that. Let me help you.
Okay.
Yes, from you.
Okay. All right.
The taller goon yanks a bowling ball off of Ed's hand. It hits him in the face. He falls over a railing to the floor. The shorter goon goes after him.
Thanks for getting the ball off my hand!
The shorter goon points.
You're in real trouble now.
Huh?
Ed drops the bowling ball over the railing. It hits the shorter goon in the head and knocks him out.
All right, well, I'm going back to the party with my friends. Nice meeting you guys.
At Good Burger.
Oh, you look so good, Ruth.
So good.
What are you doing?
They're turning me into a robot.
And we're filming it for our makeup vlog.
Okay, well, that seems more important than giving customers their food.
That's what we thought.
Hey, the new grill I ordered just came in.
Okay, good. Let's go get it.
I got it right here.
Ed puts a grill on his teeth.
Ed, I think you might have ordered the wrong kind of grill.
See, the whole thing is that if you don't jump in the grill, or do not let the grill, it's already here.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I did another whole thing.
All right.
Out back, Dex carries a trash bag out to a dumpster. He opens the dumpster's lid, then pauses. The lawyer drives up in a yellow sports car. The lawyer nods at Dex. Dex glances to the side, then startles. The lawyer grins.
Excuse me, if you're looking for Ed, he doesn't play in the trash until after work.
No, you got it wrong, playboy. I'm not looking for Ed. I'm actually looking for you. It's Dex, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, throw the trash away and jump on in. Come on.
Dex raises an eyebrow.
All right.
Yeah, let's have a conversation with you.
At the lawyer's mansion.
Man, your shoe closet is bigger than most houses.
I got 6 kitchens, 3 backyards. What? I got 32 and a half bathrooms, indoor pool, outdoor pool.
Goodness.
Matter of fact, I got a llama farm. You know, I can see you in a place like this.
Well, I would be very comfortable here, let me tell you.
You remind me a lot of my younger self. You know, I just got more breaks than you did. Somewhere in the multiverse, you're the one owning all of this, huh? And I'm the one working a fast food restaurant.
Was there anywhere in the multiverse where you get to the point?
Look, Good Burger is an amazing business, but it's only one of them. Can you imagine they had Good Burgers and Ed's Famous Sauce everywhere? Huh? See, that's what Megacorp is trying to do, right? Trying to open a bunch of them, but you know Ed.
Well, that's because Ed likes things the way they are. He definitely does not want to sell Good Burger.
He doesn't have to sell Good Burger. That's not what we want. No, we want him to franchise it. Give us permission to open stores everywhere.
So wait, you're saying that Ed can stay at Good Burger and keep the life that he loves, and you're just gonna pay him a lot of money?
Oh, you get it. Exactly.
And where do I fit into all of this?
My client is willing to pay a lot of money to someone who can convince Ed that this is an amazing idea. And maybe even that someone could become a partner. A win-win. A win-win. Win.
I like that third W. That's a lot of win.
Dex drinks champagne. At night, he sits on the roof of Good Burger with Ed.
Man, I miss this rooftop. The stars look so much better from up here, don't you think? Could you please take the grills out of your mouth?
Sorry.
Hey, Dex, it's really good having you up here, man. I really missed you. When you were gone, oh, look at this picture of us. I remember all the fun times.
Ed hands Dex a photo.
Oh, I remember this day. This is when we went paintballing and we lost because we were on the same team, but you shot me in the back of the head.
Fun times, man. Mm. Hey, look, I know how busy and successful you are, but it really means a lot that you came to see me.
Well, you're my best friend. Kind of my only friend.
Dex shifts his gaze.
Well, but actually, Ed, I am a little concerned, you know? I think you're missing some serious opportunities. I think you should let these people open up some new Good Burgers. Or at least hear them out. I'll go with you, you know? Just make sure that everything is cool. What is that? Is that a yes? Is that a no? Would you please take the grills out of your mouth?
I don't have any grills in my mouth. I just like talking silly. But yeah, if you want me to do it, I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm glad you're back.
On another day, a waitress leads Ed and Dex into a luxurious dining room. Ed watches a woman eat an oyster, then sip from its shell.
Oh, fellas. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for being joined.
Yeah. Thanks for buying us lunch.
You are paying, right?
Of course. What language is this menu in?
I think you might have it upside down.
So I do.
Look, I'll get right to the point. Megacorp understands how valuable Good Burger is, right? And if you sign this contract, what are you doing?
I'm just reading the menu.
Ed does a handstand.
You ain't had to turn yourself all upside down. You could have just flipped the menu over.
Oh, now it's all upside down again. Oh, okay. Oh.
Ed writes himself.
Knock it off.
Ed reads the menu.
Much better.
Cool. Ed, now look, I know you have some concerns, right? But I want you to understand something. You're still going to be the face of Good Burger, but bigger than ever.
Yeah, but I like my face the size that it is.
Dex gives Ed a look.
Gentlemen, have we decided?
I'll do the fettuccine Alfredo.
Whoa, how did you know his name was Alfredo?
My name is Maurice. Alfredo is the sauce.
Well, I will have one of whatever the most expensive thing is on the menu.
Classy. And for you?
Oh, I'll have a burger.
And would you like super salad?
A super salad? What does a super salad look like? Wow, what is it? Superpowers? Wait, how did it get its superpowers? Was it bitten by a radioactive cucumber?
Salad it is.
Oh, cool.
So nothing's gonna happen to the original Good Burger. All the employees will be able to keep their jobs. In fact,
the lawyer looks around.
We don't give everybody raises.
Oh, you hear that? Man, this is gonna be a winning situation for everybody.
Would I steer you wrong?
Well, Dex is my best friend, and if he thinks it's the right thing to do...
I do. I think it's the right thing to do.
Then I'll do it. Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Let's make it official. All I need here is your signature, and we good to go.
Okay.
Ed signs the contract, then gives it to Dex.
Oh, man, it is a pleasure doing business with you, sir.
Water?
I think so. Let me see.
Ed drinks from a water pitcher. He swishes the liquid in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's water.
None for me, thanks.
A sign outside Good Burger reads, "Congratulations, Ed. Good Burger Megacorp. Going global." Mr. Jensen serves milkshakes and champagne flutes.
Mia, milkshake. They're for you. I mean, milkshake, anyone? You were just right here.
Mia takes one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I really hope you enjoy it.
Ed, too, breaks open a burger pinata while his siblings and others watch. Fries come out.
We put fries in a burger pinata.
Very hygienic.
Yeah. Thanks for throwing the party, Ed. These are our boyfriends, Kenny and Benny.
Don't freak out, Ed. Just smile and nod like everything isn't twice.
Ed smiles.
Okay, so here's how we met. So I was cooking the Good Burger, and this hottie tamale walks in, and I was like, oh! And he orders a Good Burger, Good Fry, Good Shake, Good Pie, Good Chili, Good Chunks.
No! That is too much. I'm sorry. Ed's got to make a little speech. Excuse us.
Dex leads Ed away.
But we didn't even get to the good part.
Dex approaches the lawyer.
Mr. Cecil. Great day for Good Burger, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Matter of fact, it's going to be a day to remember.
That's right.
The lawyer, Cecil, leaves.
Hey, everybody!
Yo, 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 yo!
Welcome to the French fries of Good Burger!
Franchising.
I didn't want to do it, but Dex convinced me that it would be good for all of us. And I guess it's true, because everybody that works at Good Burger is getting a raise! Oh, yay, Dex! Hidden Young Gravy!
You got it, baby.
Everyone performs a synchronized dance.
I guess your mom's not coming?
I think her exact words were hell no.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Lawyer guy! What's going on? I am having a blast. But I'll tell you what's going on. Now that we own Good Burger, we're gonna make some new, exciting changes.
What kind of changes?
First of all, we shut down this store.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're gonna party all night. Shut it down.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Hysterical. I don't think you really understand. We're gonna close this place. You're all fired. I like that. Fired! 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 It's hot! We're fired! We're fired! Oh, whoa! Fire! Oh, you mean we're really fired?
We thought we were getting raises.
Raise.
I don't understand. You just
relax, everybody. Now, we're still partners on this, all right? And that is not the deal. We say that nobody's getting fired.
Yeah.
According to this contract you signed without reading, we could do anything we want. In fact, it also says we're not partners at all. Matter of fact, hey, you just got hustled by a real hustler, playboy. Get off me.
And now time for my grand speech.
I'm totally not having fun anymore.
Everybody, I want to thank y'all for coming out and celebrating this Good Burger's farewell party. Make some noise! That's right, this location is shut down. Now, look, do me a favor. My client do not like trespassers. And right now, you're all trespassing. Please leave. Bye. Now, have a nice day.
How are you supposed to have a nice day after all the stuff you just said?
Ed nods. His kids and wife turn to leave.
This is all your fault, Uncle Dex.
Yeah, Dex, you said everything was gonna be okay.
Well, it's not.
Whoa, hold on. They screwed me out of a lot of money, too. I don't know why they would do this. Why would they do this?
Now we're all out of jobs.
And who's gonna hire Ruth? She's practically dead. No offense.
It's okay, sweetie.
My heart stopped 4 times this week.
Well, this isn't my fault.
You know, you seem to have to say that an awful lot. I guess my mom was right about you.
Mia, don't leave it like this, y'all. Just come on, Ed. I didn't know this was gonna happen. You gotta believe me.
It's okay. I just wish you didn't tell me to sell Good Burger. You know what? You can have this photo. It doesn't bring me happiness anymore.
Ed gives Dex the old photo of them, then walks away.
This was not my fault. This was all my fault. Oh, man. I saw a solution to my problems, and then I just rushed into it without even thinking. All I had to do was read the contract. But no, I'm just always looking for the quick fix to everything. I can fix that real quick. No! Oh, man, I was gonna pay my sister back. And now a whole bunch of new people hate me. I just don't get it. Megacorp does not need to close down Good Burger, man. There's gotta be something we can do.
Tickle them. I'm gonna line them up and tickle them real good.
Ed, what are you doing?
Huh? I'm playing Bunny Smash. Yeah, it's my favorite game. You get a bunch of bunnies, you tickle them, and if you tickle them real good and they laugh, you get a carrot.
Ed, come on, man, focus. How could you be playing a video game at a time like this?
Well, I'm trying not to think about Good Burger.
Oh, now I'm thinking about Good Burger.
Well, we gotta do something.
Ooh, I know what we can do. We can get a bunch of random celebrities, get them all together, and have them sing a song about saving Good Burger.
Footage of various celebrities plays. Nicole Richie.
There's a burger place on each and every street.
But there's only one that matters when you need something good to eat.
Maya Rudolph.
Today is the day when all dudes must unite to come and do it together
for a cause that is just right.
Give Good Burger back.
Come on.
Give Good Burger back.
In reality.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe.
You gotta give it back now, give Good Burger back.
Give Good Burger back.
In a fantasy, George Clinton cries. In reality, Ed nods.
No, we're not gonna do that.
No.
But we're not just gonna sit here. You know what? Let's go over to Megacorp and just have a reasonable conversation and get them to change their minds. Right? That's a plan.
Yeah, it is.
A sign near the top of a skyscraper reads, Megacorp. A banner outside a shorter building in front of the skyscraper reads, Mega Good Burger, coming soon. Dex and Ed pull up outside in the burger mobile, then drive off.
On another level, not a bandwidth. I'm in the club with my sandwich. Yo, call that a club sandwich.
Dex and Ed strut into Megacorp. They share a look and nod. They approach a security guard at a front desk.
In the van.
Yes, sir, how they do? You may go ahead and tell the head of Megacorp that Ed and Dex is here to see them, and you can go ahead and let us in because we are not taking no for an answer.
The security guard regards them, then reaches for a phone. They nod.
It's Jimothy, security.
Ed and Dex are here to see him.
Ed and Dex are here to see
them. We demand to see them. We're not taking no for an answer.
And they demand to see you, and they will not take no for an answer.
Another security guard eats chips.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The first security guard, Jimothy, hangs up the phone.
Said you can head on in. Go on up to the top floor.
We can go in? That easy?
No!
Jimothy stands and glares at them.
You're also going to need your visitor's passes.
That's okay. We already have our own.
We already have our own.
They indicate their name tags.
Have a Megacorp day.
Upstairs, in a large office, Cecil stands next to an egg chair facing a screen.
This is a big office.
Ed and Dex, we've been expecting you. I want you to say hello to the new owner of Good Burger.
A blonde white woman uses her heeled feet to turn the egg chair around and face them.
That's right. It's me.
I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, you don't seem familiar.
Mm-mm.
Cat Boswell?
Nope.
I got nothing.
Well, surely you remember my older brother, Kurt. Years ago, he opened Mondo Burger across the street from Good Burger. Then thanks to you two, Mondo Burger went under. And my brother went to jail.
Yeah. Of course we remember.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't. You sure you're not confusing me with a different Ed that worked at Good Burger across the street from Mondo Burger, who created a secret sauce that your brother tried to steal?
Ed, she didn't say anything about the secret sauce.
Oh, so I do remember.
You two just...
She struggles to get up.
Cecil. Oh, oh, sorry. Yeah, the egg. You two destroyed my family. And I've been planning my revenge ever since. It's very sweet. I own Good Burger now. And we're going to be opening mega Good Burgers in cities all over the world.
Mm-hmm. From Hollywood to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's not a city. It's the name of an ape.
Nope. Sorry, that's the wrong Kong.
Is Hong Kong the name of the ape?
What?
King Kong.
Oh, the game with the paddles?
Ping pong.
Oh, the sound a doorbell makes.
Ding dong.
What?
Please stop. Silence.
A robot dog shifts.
The point is, I'm finally living up to my family's dream. But this time, it's called Mega Good Burger.
Well, you didn't have to fire everybody from the original Good Burger. I mean, can't you consider giving them their jobs back?
No!
No, we cannot. Because we don't need you anymore. We don't need any employees. That's the best part.
I'll explain over lunch. You boys like burgers, right?
The woman, Kat, shoves past them.
So is lunch happening now?
Follow her.
Okay. Open! Open! This way.
Sit.
In Mega Good Burger.
Who's hungry?
Kat presses a remote. Several robots, identical to Ed, stand with their heads bowed on a back wall. One raises its head. It stands on a platform that transports it to the counter.
Welcome to Mega Good Burger, home of the Mega Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Whoa. It's like I'm looking at a mirror with my picture taped on it.
What?
All Mega Good Burgers will be fully automated. And as you can see, Ed is still the face of Mega Good Burger. I would like one Mega Good Burger, one order of Mega Good Fries, and one chocolate Mega Good Shake, please.
One Mega Good Burger, one Mega Good Fry, one Mega Good Shake. That'll be $8.
Oh.
The robot scans Kat's eyes.
Payment accepted. Your meal will be out momentarily.
You can feel it when the payment's accepted.
Ooh. They watch a laser cook a patty.
Put the laser on the meat. Ah.
The robot arm adds a slice of cheese.
And then the egg sauce. My egg sauce.
You got my sauce.
I know, it's my fault.
There we go.
A tomato slice, onion, and lettuce drop on the burger.
Juicy lettuce, yeah.
Fries slide into a container.
Yes.
A robot arm fills a cup with a milkshake.
Faster.
It speeds up.
Faster.
A tray of Kat's order shifts off a conveyor belt. It descends on a platform.
Where did it go?
Oh, where'd it go? Where'd it go?
It reappears next to the Ed robot.
Oh!
It's there.
Here's your meal. Thank you for choosing Mega Good Burger.
I know. Thank me.
Wow. An efficient Ed.
It's like he's me, but I'm me. Maybe we're both me.
Ed peers at the robot.
If you're a me, when's my birthday?
Sorry, I do not have the answer to when is my birthday.
Whoa! I don't know what my birthday is either. Wow, this is so weird.
Ed, that is a robot you. Megacorp wants to replace everybody with Ed robots.
We call them Edimatronics. It's pretty clever. I came up with it. Picture it. No more annoying employees with their annoying problems like getting sick or asking for a raise or I need to go to the bathroom. Well, too bad, so sad. Not on my time. You poo on your own time.
Ed nods.
Zero employees, maximum profits.
Kat mock claps.
See, why does everyone call you a lousy businessman? I don't get it.
Everyone thinks I'm lousy?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I forgot. There's more. Follow me.
More?
They follow Kat into a control room. A series of screens display city names.
Welcome to the control room.
Okay, this is starting to feel like you're bragging now.
In this one room, I can manage all Mega Good Burger locations at once. Watch this. Dallas!
Welcome to Mega Good Burger! Yahoo!
London.
Welcome to Mega Good Burger, milady.
Madrid, Spain.
Didn't have to say the Spain part.
Bienvenido a Mega Good Burger.
Pick a place, any place.
Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Mega Good to Burger. Hankechi Deraru.
This is all pretty incredible. I mean, you'll never get away with this.
Oh, but we will. In 24 hours, our grand opening launches worldwide.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna give you one last chance. Give us Good Burger back, or else.
Or else what?
I don't know. I didn't totally think that through.
Oh, I think we're out of time.
Doors open to reveal the two goons.
Hey, dudes.
Can I offer you boys a lift home in one of our self-driving delivery cars?
That's okay. We got our own ride.
Yeah. Oh, you mean this one?
Pull up the car.
Footage of the Burgermobile.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's my whip, yeah.
Flames engulf the Burgermobile. Parts of it explode. Dex gapes. The door flies off. The burger attachment at the front lies on the pavement.
Oh, you hate to see that happen.
Why? You evil woman!
Maybe we should have used Burn no more.
You know what? I think we will take that ride now.
That's what I thought.
Okay, now wait.
You don't have to push me. All right.
Open all right. Door.
Cool. Oh, that's cool. Bye!
The goons put Dex and Ed into the back of a self-driving car, then wave.
I can't believe that lady. Super efficient Ed bots and her incredible technology and genius business model and this dumb, amazing self-driving car.
Yeah, this button makes the window go up and down. Yeah.
All cars can do that.
Not ones that don't have windows.
Oh, wait a second. Why don't we just turn left? Huh? Wait, how does this car know where we're going?
Yeah, the windows stop windowing.
That's because I love them.
Who said that?
It is I, Kat.
Who?
Oh, really, guys? New owner of Mega Good Burger? Kurt's sister? Getting revenge on you?
Oh, that Kat!
I hope you're enjoying the ride, because it's the last one you'll ever take.
You mean the last one we'll ever take in this particular vehicle, or like the last one we'll ever take as in something really bad is about to happen to us?
The second one.
Oh. It's starting to get aggressive.
The car turns and speeds toward a red light. Dex undoes his seatbelt. A car stops just short of them. Dex climbs into the front seat. Ed climbs into the passenger seat as Dex struggles to steer.
This thing is hard to steer. Help me.
Okay.
Ed grabs the wheel. They swerve.
She's
they avoid two construction workers. One throws up plans. The plans cover their windshield.
He's gonna die! She's gonna die! We're all gonna die!
The wipers push the plans away. They turn as a woman pushing a pug in a stroller walks in front of them. They turn onto a sidewalk. People jump out of the way. A car crashes into another car as they pass.
I got an idea! Okay. We gotta find a park. Dude, this is not the right time for a picnic.
We are trapped in an out-of-control vehicle. You think I want to have a picnic?
Yeah, you're right. We don't have a blanket.
Oh, but I do have some brie.
Dex throws Ed's brie.
Oh, my brie!
Dex drives into garbage cans and onto a basketball court at a park. A man runs out of the way. They do donuts in a section of grass near a playground.
It's working! Okay, let's just hold it like this until it runs out of power. All right, how long is that gonna take?
Depends on how much power is left.
The power thingy is on F for fairly empty.
No!
Huh?
F is for full, Ed.
Oh, this is gonna take a while, dude.
At night, Dex and Ed sleep while the car continues to do donuts.
Oh.
Dex wakes up. The car stops. They both climb out.
Thank goodness that's over. You okay?
Yeah. Spinny thingy.
What's that? Where you going? Haven't we spinny thingied enough?
Yeah. Spinny thingy.
Yep. Yeah. I'm gonna be sick.
Later, the two walk past a food truck.
Good Burger was my life, Dex. I can't work at another burger place. There's not gonna be any. Unless there's another job I can do. Maybe I could be a heart surgeon.
Whoa, his body's full of ketchup. Wait, that's not ketchup.
Or a world famous opera singer.
I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude, we're all dudes.
In a fantasy, Ed 2 checks his watch as he plays piano for Ed.
Or a weatherman.
All you gotta do is press the button. Weather shows up behind you.
Okay.
Huh. Ed and Al Roker stand in front of a green screen. The image behind them changes to a Fryfoon, a Burgernator, and a Shake Nami.
Or a movie star.
In a world of fast food chaos, two dudes set out to cure the world's munchies in DoorDash Dudes 2, A Time to Deliver.
In reality.
Gotta be honest, man. I don't really see you as any of those things.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
They sit.
What are either of us gonna do, man? This is messed up.
Yeah, but it's worse for me, because I have a family and mouths to feed. And you don't have to worry about that, because your family hates you and you have stock market.
Well, actually, Ed, I haven't been totally honest with you. I'm not as successful as you think I am. Matter of fact, I lost everything. I came to see you because I had nowhere else to go. And I knew you would help me because, well, you're a good friend. But I haven't been a good friend to you. I'm so sorry I messed everything up. But there's still time. I'm gonna get you your job back. I'm gonna get everybody their jobs back. Okay, well, where's he gone now?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Can I take your order, doggy?
Ed crouches toward a dog.
I'd better hurry.
At Ed's house, Ed 2 gives Mia orange soda.
Here you go. No, I know. I mean, hey, everybody. I'm glad you could all make it.
Ed, I can't believe you got Good Burger to give us our jobs back.
We're so excited.
Hearing I got my job back makes me feel so much better. Thought I'd never see Mia again. I mean, see any of you again. You guys are like family.
Uh-huh. Well, I have something I need to tell you all. We don't have our jobs back.
What? Are you kidding?
But you just said that...
Literally just called and said we had our jobs back.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I asked Ed to get you all over here so we could talk. I didn't know he was going to mention all that stuff about getting your jobs back. I mean, I thought he would say something like, hey, you all want to come over and play Bunny Smash? Oh. Or, hey, y'all want to hang out because we're still friends?
We don't want to talk to you.
Mia shakes her head.
I know I messed up, and I'm truly sorry. I'm going to prove it to you. But this is bigger than Good Burger. This is about millions of fast food workers all over the world, and we have to do something.
Yeah.
Mr. Jensen raises his hand.
Yes, Mr. Jensen.
Just to be clear, we don't have our jobs back?
Sadly, no. But Ed and I have a plan. We're going to get Good Burger back. And to do that, we're going to take down Megacorp. We just need some help.
Nope.
So we're supposed to believe that you suddenly care about people other than yourself? Yeah, sorry, but we're not buying it.
I'm going home.
Ed 2 goes to the front door. Dex points. Ed 2 walks back inside.
Mom, I'm home!
He walks past Dex.
You're sleeping in the bathtub tonight.
Guys, let's go.
Hey, wait, I have something to say. Huh? We can't give up.
Ed stands on his coffee table. Smiles grow on Cindy and Mindy's faces. Ed looks toward Mia and Mr. Jensen. He raises his eyebrows pointedly.
Is that it, Ed?
Dex looks up at his friend. Ed stares into the distance. Dex raises his eyebrows. Mr. Jensen looks down and nods to himself. Dex glances at Ed 2. Ed 2 pats his fist against his chest as he watches his father. Ed looks meaningfully at Mia. Her brows rise. Ed nods at Mr. Jensen.
You know what? Ed is right. We can't give up.
We're a family. And we're not going down without a fight.
Great speech, Dad.
Y'all got all of that from what Ed said?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Motivation.
So, Dex, what's your plan?
Huh? Oh, okay, great, yeah. All right, well, tonight, 50 Good Burgers are going to be opening in major cities all across the world. Now, Megacorp relies on its technology to set themselves apart from the competition. We destroy the technology, we destroy Megacorp. We destroy Megacorp, we get Good Burger back. Look.
A magazine.
This is Megacorp's headquarters. We need to get into this building and then get into their control room so that Mia, our little computer genius, can get into their master server and disable the robots.
Robots?
Real robots.
What robots?
I might need to back up a little further.
Ruth enters.
I came as fast as I could. Thanks for getting us our jobs back, Ed.
Dex turns to Ed.
Well.
outside the Mega Good Burger in front of MegaCorp.
I'm here at the grand opening of Mega Good Burger. Miss Boswell, your thoughts?
Very soon, my family's dream of global fast food dominance will be a reality. So, sweet, sweet revenge.
Did you just say sweet, sweet revenge?
No, I didn't. You just said that.
In MegaCorp, the Good Burger team pretends to be a news crew.
Yeah, yes, Peggy, that's right. We are here at the grand opening of Mega Good Burger.
Where do you think you're going?
We're a news crew following a very important news story for our news program.
I have this brand new animatronic server bot that needs to get into the restaurant stat and switch out the faulty one that's in there and replace it with this here new one.
Wow, I never seen one of these up close.
Jimothy peers at Ed.
How they look real.
Ed stays still as Jimothy pinches his cheeks and moves them up and down.
Feel real? You even smell real.
He puts a pen in Ed's nostril.
Why would you put a booger in his nose?
Sir, please stop touching the merchandise. It's very delicate, okay? We need to get inside.
Oh, what you need to do is show me some ID first.
ID?
Mm-hmm.
ID? Mm-hmm. Mega Good Burger is opening in less than an hour, and it cannot open properly if this robot is not in its place. And you asking me about an ID? Do you have an ID, sir? Because I'm pretty sure everybody's going to want to know the name of the dummy who held up the opening of Mega Good Burger.
There's no need for that. You come on in. Have a MegaCorp day.
Thank you very much, you too.
Let's go. Whoa, not you. Press entrance is on the other side.
Well, we have been denied entry to the building. We are being escorted out by security.
Mia holds a walkie-talkie.
Yeah. What do we do now? Oh, control room.
Dex pulls off a mustache.
Mr. Jensen, can you hear me?
Yeah. What are we going
to
do?
I don't know. You were supposed to get everyone out of the control room.
Hey, stop right there.
Stay perfectly still.
Dex puts his fake mustache back on and turns.
Is there a problem?
Oh, yeah.
Dex glances at Mia.
You're going the wrong way. The restaurant's that-a-way.
Uh-oh. Well, that is a horrible blunder.
Thank you for pointing us in the right direction. You should probably get back to your security station now.
Nonsense. I'll take you there. Like you said, this is way too important.
We did say that, didn't we?
Yep. Follow me.
Okie dokie.
Ed grimaces. Dex gestures to Mia.
We got caught.
Okay. We'll try and find another way in.
Try? Mr. Jensen, please tell me you got this.
Outside.
All right.
Mr. Jensen looks at Cindy and Mindy.
I've got this.
Inside, Mia nods. Outside.
Let's get Ruth and Ed, too.
Okay, boss.
By a crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is? It's showtime! Hit it!
Ruth presses a button. Ed, too, rips off his Good Burger uniform to reveal a rainbow outfit. Mindy and Cindy rip off Ruth's clothes to reveal a shiny outfit. Ed, too, helps Ruth onto a platform with him. Two security guards by a set of doors watch. Ruth and Ed 2 dance. Ed 2 picks her up and spins her above his head. Mindy, Cindy, and Mr. Jensen back out of the crowd toward the two security guards.
I think they're about to do the finale.
Whoa, that's gonna be amazing!
Wow.
One security guard nods. The other gestures with his head. They leave their posts. Mr. Jensen opens the doors. He slips inside with Mindy and Cindy. Ed 2 throws Ruth into the air, then catches her softly. He throws her up again. People in the crowd gape as she backflips in the air.
This way.
Ruth lands and bows. In the Mega Good Burger.
Just stay calm and be still.
Behind a female security guard, Mr. Jensen and the two twins go upstairs.
Just gotta fix one last little flabberjabber here. Yep, just need some do some screwdrivering.
Well, thank you for showing us the right place to be.
No prob.
The guard eyes them.
What's so funny?
Oh, I'm just thinking about screwdrivers. It's a funny word.
That's so funny. That's right? Really funny.
I never thought about it like that. It is pretty funny. Screwdriver. A screw can't drive.
Finally.
That was close. Thought I was going to fart the whole time.
Ew. Okay, we just need...
Cat and Cecil approach. Dex and Mia duck.
What do I do now? I don't know. Just mess up the orders or something. Oh, but I'm nervous.
Paris, check. Tokyo, check.
London, check. Berlin, check. The countdown to the grand opening is in about...
Hey, guys. Here's the extremely radioactive material you ordered.
Oh, we didn't ask for that.
Yeah, what? That looks dangerous. Please get that out of here.
Excuse me.
A twin bumps Mr. Jensen. He drops a beaker.
The extremely radioactive material is getting all over the place.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just looking for the bathroom. I got it.
Don't touch that. Don't breathe that in.
Too late. Don't feel good.
What's in that stuff?
She'll be all right.
The twin comes back with a seemingly scarred face.
Actually, my face kind of hurts. Does anyone know where the nurse's office is?
No.
Whoa.
No. 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 No.
The control room employees run out.
Oh, I'll follow you. I'll follow you.
Control room secure.
I don't know what's happening, but I'm excited.
You in a bad mood?
I'm happy.
Oh, that's what it looks like. All right. Okay, when I give the word, we will unlock the doors. And I'm going to order the first official Mega Good Burger of the new fast food era. From this magnificent technological marvel.
Ed shakes as he poses.
You're going to change the world, my friend. Oh, no.
Did y'all program this robot to fart? No.
In the lobby.
Hey, we got a security breach.
In the lobby.
You serious?
We got a security breach.
And that's why I take the batteries out of my walkie.
Oh, did you fart?
No.
No, it was him.
Dex, Mia, and Ed flee through a kitchen. The two goons chase them. Dex tosses back a loaf of bread. Ed grabs butter from a container and throws it on the floor behind them. The taller goon slips in butter. The trio escapes.
You're ruining my outfit!
The three run to a staircase.
I just put the butter,
Ed! You're getting it everywhere!
My shoes are so slippery!
Sorry, Ed!
Mia slips and falls behind. She takes off her shoes. The female security guard spots Dex and Ed climbing the stairs.
I'm going up after them!
The guard sees Mia.
Forget it! I'm going down after them!
Mia runs back into the kitchen with her shoes in hand. She looks around, then goes through a set of doors off to the side. She grabs a nearby broom and sticks the pole through the door handles. She ducks. The security guard peers through the windows into the room, then moves on. With Dex and Ed.
Mia, we found a control room.
This isn't a control room, it's just a sign.
Come on.
Okay, all right.
The doors part. They enter the empty control room and look around.
Mr. Jensen did it.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Mia, you there?
I'm here. I got away. For now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You were always the quickest kid at the playground. So, where are you?
Where they cut the potatoes?
Potato room? We're in the main control room. What do we do?
Okay, you need to go to the advanced system preferences and find the master grid subfolder.
Master grid subfolder? Whoa. Okay, there's a lot of files here.
Now you need to delete just the files with / energy in the name. This will disable all the power.
In the potato room, Mia puts on her shoes. Her laces get caught on a conveyor belt.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She lies on the conveyor belt. Above her, a set of slicers turn red. They lower. Mia struggles to move her feet. She watches as the lights lower onto the conveyor belt ahead of her. Her curly hair sticks to the conveyor belt. She glances to either side. The conveyor belt moves. She pulls at her hair and shoes as the slicers smash potatoes into fries.
Did she say help?
Sound like she said smell.
Smell is not a word.
Mia! Did you say smell for help?
Oh, man, I gotta go. You know what to do, right?
Delete the files.
Yeah, but just the ones that say / energy.
Okay.
Dex leaves.
Mia, did you say smell for help?
Help!
Dex spots the potato room.
Potato room! Mia! I can't get through!
Dex kicks in the doors. He grabs a metal tray from a shelf and leaps onto the conveyor belt. He holds the tray over his stomach and flops the slicer. It comes down on the tray repeatedly.
I got you!
The slicer's lights turn blue. Mia furrows her brow.
You saved me.
Yeah, I did.
How did you know that the tray would be strong enough to stop the slicer?
I didn't.
They share a look. Kat hurries into the kitchen.
So, you thought you tried to ruin my big night, huh?
Yeah, that was kind of the idea.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea.
Help me help you. Hey, he's hurt. He fell in butter.
Boss? Oh, I'm gonna need a pay raise, because there's been a security breach in the main control room.
What?
It wasn't our fault. In our defense, we were tricked.
No, no, we were being cautious. Okay, see, there was a tiny science man with a flask full of freaky fluids.
I don't care. Who's up there right now?
Well, no one. Okay, I need you to find Cecil, and I need you to get up there right now, okay? Because we go live in 5 minutes. All over the world. 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Go! Got it.
Thank you.
So what are we gonna do with these two?
We can just see ourselves out.
No. Take them with you. They can have two front row seats to watch my dreams come true and watch their dreams being crushed.
Oh.
In the control room.
All right.
Ben!
Yeah, almost done. Yeah, tangle him, good.
The taller goon grabs Ed.
Ah. Oh, is that Bunny Smash? Hey, did you get to the bit where the bunny started flying?
Hey, goon, focus.
The taller goon picks Ed up.
What? Oh, okay, all right, okay, I'm going.
The control room employees return to their computers.
No, 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 no. Oh, no, we're fine.
We're good.
Everything's fine.
Great, we're going live in 60 seconds. You hear that? 60 seconds.
Ed, you didn't delete any of the files?
Ed shifts his gaze. Mia glares. At the opening.
Mia, do you read me? Mia. Yeah, she's still not answering.
Think they got to the computers?
Good evening. I'm Kat Boswell, and welcome to the most monumental event in the history of fast food.
In the control room, Dex waves Kat off as they watch.
When I press this button, all Mega Good Burger locations around the world will officially be open for business. Are you ready?
Outside, the crowd watches Kat on a large screen. Mr. Jensen, Ed 2, Mindy, and Cindy look around. Ruth watches with her arms crossed. On screen, Kat presses a button. Fireworks explode.
I did it. I mean, we did it.
Security guards open the door to Mega Good Burger. The crowd goes inside, in the control room.
Come on in! Woo! Okay, I will now place the first order of the new fast food era. Here we go.
Welcome to Mega Good Burger, home of the Mega Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Why, yes, you can. I would like one Mega Good Burger and one Mega Good Fry.
One Mega Good Burger, one Mega Good Fry, coming up.
Kat smiles and glances back at the crowd as the automated system makes a burger. It drizzles on Ed's sauce, then drops on tomato, onion, lettuce, and a bun from separate tubes. In the control room, Ed looks toward a glaring Mia. At Mega Good Burger, Kat's order rises on a tray.
And there it is.
The Ed robot picks up the tray and sets it down in front of Kat.
Here's your burger.
It throws the burger in Kat's face. Kat turns toward the crowd.
Just opening night jitters.
Here's your fries.
The Ed robot throws fries.
What are you doing?
The Ed robot opens its eyes to reveal glowing red irises. The tubes of lettuce, onion, and tomato bend to face the crowd. The tubes shoot food at everybody. People duck as it hits them.
Would you like a mega good shake with that?
A metal tube bends upwards.
No!
Kat drops to the floor. Strawberry milkshake sprays out at the crowd. In the control room, footage of the chaos plays on several screens.
What is happening? Okay, wait, what is happening?
Instead of deleting the files, right, and powering off everything, I just reprogrammed it so everything would go wackadoo all over the world, every location.
A screen reads, London.
Hello, may I have one good burger, please?
You're a nitwit, he's a nitwit, she's a nitwit, you're a nitwit!
That's not very nice.
Goodbye, nitwit.
Dallas. An Ed robot throws burgers. One spins toward a man and knocks off his cowboy hat. In the control room.
Control off the lead! Just control off the lead!
Too much! I can't do it! I know!
Footage of an Ed robot reads, critical overload. In Mega Good Burger, the Ed robot shoots lasers out of its eyes. It slices a woman's cup in half. In the control room, Cecil rushes over to the employees.
Make it stop!
We're trying. Nothing's working.
Try it! Okay, do something!
I'm done.
Where you going?
Okay.
No! Come back here! Okay, you got it. It's on you. Come on, you can do it.
I'm also done.
Where you going? What?
We lose everything. My Lamborghini, my house. Goons, goons, help me, goons. No.
I'm out of here.
Help, don't be run. Help, don't be run.
Cecil's chest heaves.
Someone. Ruin. Get this. I quit. You win.
You can have Good Burger back.
Yes. Yeah.
In Mega Good Burger.
Please don't leave.
Outside, Ed 2 waves as people flee.
This is much more entertaining than turning the power off.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye, fake punk-ass Mega Good Burger.
Bye-bye.
In Mega Good Burger, Kat stands. She climbs over the counter and grabs the Ed robot. They struggle.
You ruined my big name!
It turns her around and lifts her.
No! Put me down!
Another Ed robot walks over. It holds squeeze bottles of ketchup and mustard.
Why do you use ketchup and mustard? Why is it pointing at me? I made you! No!
The second Ed robot sprays her with the sauces. The second Ed robot's eyes glow red. It sparks and moves jerkily. The automated burger machine explodes. A robot arm twirls as trays pile up quickly. The second Ed robot bows its head and powers down. Kat wipes off some of the sauce.
Hello?
Dex, Ed, and Mia come in.
Can someone get me down?
Looks like you got a little schmutz here.
Oh, do I?
Kat got a little ketchup and mustard on her face. Do, 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 do.
Ketchup on her face.
Get me down! Get me down!
Thanks again for saving my life, Uncle Dex.
Come on, you're family. I'd do anything for you.
Dex and Mia hug.
Dex! Ed, I'm sorry!
Oh. Bye, Kat!
No, don't leave me! Come back!
Let's go reopen Good Burger!
They leave. Out front, Mindy and Cindy rush over and high-five them.
Yeah, you're okay. I mean, you're all okay.
Yeah, good to see you too, man.
It's okay, Mr. Jensen. You got this.
Mia holds out her arms. Mr. Jensen hugs her.
Oh. So what happened?
We thought the plan was to turn off the power.
Yeah, well, Ed here had a better plan.
Yeah, well, I figured turning off all the power to all the restaurants would only delay the opening and not be enough of an impact to put Megacorp out of business. So I hacked into the master server. All I had to do was modify the control prompts. Yeah.
Okay, so basically he reprogrammed the robots to go all wackadoo.
That's my dad.
On another day, a reporter stands in front of Good Burger.
And so, while Megacorp and all of the new Good Burgers are officially out of business, the original beloved Good Burger is back for good.
Yeah, that's right. We're back, baby.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Back. Good job. Tuesday.
Oh, that was lovely.
Dex and Ed walk into the restaurant. They clap and high-five people. The two goons sit at a booth. The shorter goon offers food to the robot dog.
Yo, congrats on the reopening.
So much better without robots.
Thanks, goons.
Yeah, he's right. We just proved something very important. People will never be replaced by technology because no machine can do a job as efficiently as a human being.
Excuse me? Huh? I asked for no ice, but there's ice in here.
Ah, no problem, dude.
Ed reaches into a man's cup and takes out ice with his hands.
Ha! Human efficiency.
Ed puts the cup down and leaves.
I'll get you another one.
Behind the counter, Dex fills a cup.
Hey, Ed, can I get one good burger and one good apology from my brother?
One good burger and one good apology from my brother.
Charlotte, you're here.
Hold that thought. Can I get a side of fries with that?
Go on.
I was just saying I'm glad to see you, and I'm really sorry.
Hold on a second.
Yep.
Can I get some pickles and some cheese and maybe one of them chocolate milkshakes? Continue.
I was just trying to say that I was sorry for everything.
Hey, Mom.
A short-haired black woman, Charlotte, smiles.
Well, I was going to stay mad at you, but I wanted to thank you for what you did for my baby.
Dex smiles at Mia.
You know, we're family, and that's more important than money.
Dex nods.
I love you.
I love you too.
But I get to eat free for life, right?
Yes, of course.
Mm, good brother. Can I get four more burgers? I think I want some onion rings. I heard they was nasty, but I still want them because they free. And then I want some shredded cheese on the pastrami that you're going to make for me, because I know y'all got pastrami back there, right?
Outside, Ed 2 drives a new burger mobile.
days and days. Where are dears? Hey!
What you want to eat tonight?
Like a salad or something.
Salad.
Salad?
That's your niece. Just get her a head of lettuce. It's the same, okay?
I mean, that all sounds costly, but it's worth it. Because I got my family back. And I got my friends back. And we will never let anybody destroy this incredible restaurant ever again.
Red 2 crashes the Burgermobile through the wall of Good Burger.
Hey, got the new Burgermobile. Now I just need to learn how to drive.
Ed, aren't you going to say something?
Well, there's only one thing left to say, Dex. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Ed grins. Credits play over scenes of the characters, actors, and crew mouthing along to the lyrics of the song. The Burgermobile drives down a street.
It's another day to be better than yesterday. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Got everything I need and I got no stress in my way.
In a booth at Good Burger.
Hey, Dex, have you thought about what to do with your billion-dollar idea?
Permanent ice? It's a horrible idea.
That's too bad, because I figured out how to make it.
Say what?
Yeah, check it out. I'll check it.
Dex takes an ice cube.
You did it!
We're geniuses!
Ed and his son high five.
I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude. We're all dudes, hey!
Remix!
I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude. We're all dudes, hey! I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude. We're all dudes, hey!
Permanent ice. This is the greatest product ever. I'll give you $5 million for 5%.
What about $10 million for 0%?
At Good Burger, everyone waits around the phone.
Deal.
I'm feeling G-double-O-D. That means I'm good if you know me. I got my family and all of my dudes.
I see you.
I'm not down in the dumps now. Got me shining like sun now. What a view.
Mindy and Mindy, sometimes Cindy. What's up?
Hey, Ed. Now that it's so busy at the Good Burger, we could really use some help in the kitchen. So we were thinking maybe you could hire our sister, Lindy.
Hi, I'm Lindy. What do you think?
No.
In the Burgermobile, Ed's head explodes. The cast does a synchronized dance together under strings of balloons.
The life of a Good Burger employee or a boss. Part 3, we go into space.
Ed leans back in the Burgermobile. Puppets of burgers, fries, and a cup mouth the lyrics. Footage shows a stop motion scene being shot.
He's a dude, she's a dude. We're all dudes, hey, Jazzy.
Audio description provided by International Digital Censor, written by Betty Capo, voiced by Sri Gordon. Credits. Directed by Phil Trail. Written by Kevin Coppolo and Heath Seifert. Produced by Kenan Thompson, Kel Mitchell. Executive producers Kevin Coppolo, Heath Seifert, Johnny Ryan Jr., Phil Trail. Director of photography Jay Hunter. Production designer Stephen J. Jordan. Editor Christian Hoffman, ACE. Line producer Luke Ramsey. Costume designer Rebecca Hoffer. Music by Oak Felder. Music supervisors, Keir Lehman and James Cartwright. Casting by Colin Daniel, CSA, and Brett Greenstein, CSA. Kenan Thompson, Kel Mitchell, Kamaya Fairburn, Alex R. Hibbert, Fabrizio Guido, Emily Hinkler, Elizabeth Hinkler, Annabelle Grace, Leslie Jones, Mark Cuban, Liza Koshy, Rob Gronkowski, Kai Sennett, Marseille Martin, Ego Woden, Nicole Byer, with Lil Ray Howery and Jillian Bell, Lori Beth Denberg, Carmen Electra, Josh Server, C. Sinbad, Adrian M. Mompoint, Ricky Velez, Ron Funches, Molly Kearney, Michael Longfellow, Sophia Black Delia, Matt Friend, a Paramount Plus and Nickelodeon Movies presentation. Credits continue. Copyright 2023, Viacom International, Inc. All rights reserved. Thank you so much.